Hey, welcome to Life Church. We pray this blesses you and empowers you for your week ahead. We hope you enjoy this message.
Thank you so much, team, for that. Can we just give it up one more time for the team? Everyone who has served this morning, everyone, our host team offering, Christine bringing that beautiful word today. Oh, I'm just kicking bottles of water around. Okay, not a good way to start. But so good, so beautiful. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, team. Just incredible, incredible, incredible worship. Love you all. So guys, it's September. Can you believe it? It's not just September, it is the end of September. I feel like it just started, and now, and I knew I was on at the end of September to preach, and I was like, it cannot be already the end of September. It has hit, and it is here, and we have started, and we have started strong. Thank you, everyone. I hope you're all doing well, as fall has totally kicked in, and everyone's here in their orange and the red and all the other autumnal colors. And it's just been a beautiful season to start off again. I know that we have labeled this season, life is good. Life is good, and we haven't specifically talked about it. But we have labeled the season that because we know that life is good not because of our circumstances, not because it looks good all the time, but life is good because God is good. Life is good because His love towards us is good. Life is good because He's a good God that is for us. Life is good because He is good. Amen? Amen. Amen. And before we start, I just want to mention one thing. We have, Wildfire, by the way. I don't think we mentioned it earlier, but if you're year 7, 8, or 9, you can make your way upstairs. I think most of you have. But if we've missed anyone from year 7, 8, or 9 from school, make your way upstairs. And the other little verbal I had to mention to you is for the girls here again today. This Thursday, we have MADE happening. If you don't know what MADE is, come on. If you don't know what MADE is, it is our women's the relaunch of our ministry. We so believe that God has made us for such a time as this. You know, the Bible says male and female, He made them. Females, you were made by Him for purpose, for boldness, for beauty. And we are so excited that this Thursday we get to gather again together. So girls, I don't always ask for a lot, but I am asking if you could try to clear your diaries and be here this Thursday at 7 o'clock. The amazing Jess, stand up. Come on, stand up, Jess. The amazing Jess is gonna be preaching that night because it's not about me, it's about us as women rising up and standing up and doing what we're called to do. And I know Jess is a beautiful gift in her life, and I can't wait to hear her teach this coming Thursday. But it's going to be a really great time of fun, community, and gathering. So come along, come this Thursday, 7 o'clock. Okay, thank you. And we're not going to be doing another one, by the way, till the new year, because we are focusing on Leadership Tuesdays, and we are also focusing on Christmas coming up, Excel, etc. There's a lot in the diary, and we are aware of that. So we will kick off again in the next one, in the next year, which is why I'd love you all to come this Thursday. But this month, I don't know about you, but I feel like God has really been talking to us about His love. Like throughout the worship, throughout everything, He has just been going, hey, I love you. I love you. I love you. Hey, I know you're not even looking at me right now, but you can hear me, and I love you. And I love you. And I love you. And Josh last week came and spoke about the love of God. And once again, I felt that echo of God saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. But also an echo of God reminding us that He is our first love. That He is our first love, that He is our first choice, that He is the one that we should come to first. And Jock has been talking about the good life of habits and actually how incremental habits help us throughout life, because life is good, but it takes something from us. So on both sides, God has been talking to us about His love, but also about the habits of life. And today I want to kind of marry both of those together, because I think there is a habit in the Bible that we all need for life is good. There is a habit that He wants us all to cultivate that will help us in our lives. And I don't know about you, but I need more habits in my life that are going to make life is good. And that is the habit of gratitude. The habit of gratitude. The Bible is really clear. The joy of the Lord, His joy, is the fruit of the Spirit, right? His joy is the fruit of the Spirit. But gratitude and thanksgiving, those are habits that we have to cultivate. Those are habits that we have to choose daily. And I want to take us to Philippians 4, verse 4. It says this, rejoice, i.e. be full of joy in the Lord always. And I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near, so do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace is with you. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Philippians 4 is almost like a formula for joy. It's almost like this. If you want to live a life full of joy, here is what you do. And then you add this. And actually, all of this is a really great recipe for joy. And it starts off by reminding us that He is near and that His peace is with us. But it tells us this. It tells us, rejoice, be full of joy by taking everything in prayer and thanksgiving to God. And then it carries on. And if you want to be full of joy, think on good things. Think on good things. Guys, guess what the definition of gratitude is? By the dictionary, not me. Gratitude is a state of thankfulness. And it is the act of recognizing and acknowledging good things. Paul is known as the apostle of thanksgiving. Throughout all his letters, he says, thank you, God, for what you have done. I am so thankful for you, my brothers and sisters. I am so thankful for the goodness of God. And yet he's writing this in prison. Not just got to prison, 2 years in prison, they reckon. And he's saying, be thankful. He's saying, hey, you can be full of joy. And let me, who is in prison, tell you how you can be full of joy. By cultivating and growing in gratitude. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18 says this, rejoice always, i.e. what? Be full of joy. Pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And if you don't believe me, I'll tell you what, science backs it up. If you look up anywhere on Instagram at the moment, psychologists, et cetera, will tell you, anxiety cannot exist at the same time as gratitude. That actually they can't coexist together. They're asking us to cultivate this attitude of gratitude. But actually it's all biblical. The Bible tells, come to God, give Him all your anxiety with prayer and thanksgiving, and His peace will come. And so I want to unpack to you a little bit more about what the Bible tells us about the power of gratitude. Who feels that they'd like to know a little bit more about the power of gratitude according to the Word of God? Because it is actually full. It is full, overflowing with conversation about our gratitude. And the first thing about gratitude is it changes our perspective. There is a difference between waking up in the morning and going, oh my goodness, it is awful and gloomy and raining, as it has been. And there is a difference between waking up and going, God, thank you for the breath in my lungs. Thank you that I am alive today. Thank you for my family, or thank you for friendships. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with me. Thank you that even though situations don't look great, Father, I know that you are good and that you are for me in every circumstance. Gratitude changes our perspective. Richard Foster, who wrote Celebrating Disciplines, talks about the discipline of simplicity. That discipline of just, and I think that discipline of simplicity is just literally attached to the discipline of gratitude. because he talks about going to his back garden and looking at the tree that's going in the back garden and just going, thank you, God, for that tree that nobody sees that is right now doing the will of God. It is existing and growing and doing what it's supposed to do. That is how simple gratitude starts. Down to the simplicity of just going, God, thank you for what you are doing. Heaven's perspective is always the greatest perspective. And gratitude changes our perspective to God's perspective every single time. Every time. It brings us back to the love of God. Reminder of God. Actually, God, I'm going to shift my eyes to you. I'm going to shift my eyes to your perspective. I'm going to shift my eyes to how you see my life. I'm going to shift my eyes over. And yet, sometimes, I think we are unaware of how we just don't do it. And I want to read to you from Hebrews 12:28. I don't think we have it, but I want to read it to you. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. If our eyes are on God, we can't help but be thankful. And yet the Bible also tells us what happens if our hearts are not thankful. So Romans 1:21 says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him nor gave thanks. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Gratitude will change our perspective to God's perspective. I want to read to you from Kings 4. There's a story that about a woman who's a widow. And she comes to Elisha. And she says, listen, my husband has passed away. I think we have it behind me. And the creditors are coming. And Elisha says to her, how can I help you? And she says, please help. So he says, you'll know this story. Go, take jars, take them into your house, fill them with oil. And we all know, I think most of us would know the story, that we all know that the oil gets filled and she's able to pay off her debts, keep her children, etc. It's a beautiful story. I know Aaron has shared it before as well, where we talk about God saying, look, what is in your hands? Give God what's in your hands and he will fill it, etc. It's a story of a miracle, right? It's an incredible story of a miracle of God on what he has done. And yet sometimes, I think if this was our story, we kind of would tell it like this. So I went to Elisha and I told him our situation and he said, get some jars, but I had to get lots of jars. So it was really hot and I went out and I knocked on all the neighbors' doors and my neighbors weren't very kind and I was sweating and I was going through and people were shutting their doors on me. Eventually, me and my kids were able to get all the jars and get them to our house and we bring them to him and he says, go and sell them. And so I have to get up early in the morning, find somebody who can take us, load up all the donkeys with all these jars of oil, go to the market, and then I had to stand there in the hot sun and I had to ask people to come and buy the oil, and my throat was hoarse, and it was a very long day. It's almost like God wanted me to be involved in this miracle somehow. And I finally eventually managed to sell all the oil, praise God. And we laugh at that, but every single one of us carries the biggest miracle that we could have, far greater than these jars of oil. The miracle of our salvation. The miracle of who he is. And sometimes when we wake up in the morning, all we need to do to change our perspective is to remind ourselves of our story. Remind ourselves where we came from. Remind ourselves of the salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. If nothing else, start there. Because that is the most powerful miracle that Jesus has ever done for us, for you and I. And if we can start nothing, nowhere else, we start there. Because the miracle of salvation is the one thing that every one of us can stand up in the morning and be thankful to God for what he has done. It changes our perspective. Secondly, gratitude somehow releases life. And I can't explain it to you, but Proverbs 14:30 says, envy rots the bones. I can tell you right away that if you are a person of gratitude and you are thanking God for what you have, there is no envy that can come into your life at the same time. There is no comparison that can come into your life at the same time. Because if you have this attitude of gratitude, if you are someone who is just cultivating gratitude in their life, there is no space for any of that. You're just creating space for joy in your life. Scientists say expressed gratitude is associated with a host of mental and physical benefits. Studies have shown that feeling thankful can improve our sleep, our mood, and our immunity. Gratitude can decrease depression, anxiety, difficulties with chronic pain, and risk of diseases. I don't know how to explain it to you, but thankfulness, gratitude, somehow has the power to release life. And I look at Jesus, and he was so thankful. His life was full of gratitude. But there are actually three occasions that we read of Jesus saying thank you. And it might seem like he says thank you maybe more because obviously we see the stories repeated. But there are three circumstances where Jesus says thank you. The first one is when Lazarus passes away. And Jesus comes and he says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. That was his prayer. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Because he told them he's just sleeping. He's told them that he's going to come back. He's told them not to worry. And he doesn't pray, Father, do rise him up, etc. He just goes, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And then he just follows that up with Lazarus, get up. The second time Jesus says thank you is the miracle of the 4,000 for the 4,000 and the 5,000. When the loaves and the fishes. And the Bible again records that Jesus doesn't go, Father, multiply this bread, multiply this fish, make this all, feed all these people. No, it just records that he looks up and gives thanks. He looks up and he gives thanks. And how many of you know the bread of life, the bread always represents life in the Bible? Somehow these miracles, the power of gratitude is attached to this power of life. It's life-giving. And the final time that we see Jesus give thanks is when he breaks the bread and he takes the wine and he says, take this to remember me. So we call the communion. So the Anglican Church calls the Eucharist, which means what? Thanksgiving. That's actually what Eucharist means. It comes from the word thanksgiving. It is our act of thanksgiving. And it's the very act where Jesus knew he was giving his life for our life, and he was saying, thank you. Thank you. Do this as an act of thanksgiving. Gratitude. Gratitude has life and power attached to it. And we can't explain it, but even science knows it. If we can grow gratitude, imagine what kind of people we could be. Fourthly, the Bible talks about gratitude giving us hope in adversity. Psalms 107 says this, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who he has redeemed from troubled and gathered in from the lands. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, because he is our salvation. He is our hope. And when times do not look good, he is the one who gives us hope. And the Bible says it starts with our thanksgiving. It starts with us saying, thank you, God, for who you are. Psalm 95 says, oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. Oh, come with thanksgiving. Why? Because he is God Almighty. He holds everything in his hands. In him, there is hope. Growing gratitude grows our hope and our understanding that our hope is in him alone. Amen? Amen. Amen. So finally, final thing the Bible tells us that gratitude grows in us, the gratitude, the power of gratitude, is that there is a strong community with gratitude, that we build relationships better with gratitude. Acts 2:46 says, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. They met together to take communion together, to give thanks to God together. It was part of what the community did. They got together in gratitude and thanksgiving. And whenever we read about the community in Acts, they're always getting together and giving thanks. They're always breaking bread together. They're always going to houses together. And they are always continually giving thanks. Ephesians 5 says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your hearts, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Singing to each other, talking to one another, giving thanks to one another. It's the gratitude in our hearts. The Bible says that we are a body. Colossians 3 says that the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And be thankful as members of the body of Christ who were called to peace. A thankful people is an attractive people. The joy of the Lord is the fruit of the Spirit. But it is up to us to grow gratitude in our hearts. It's up to us to develop that habit of gratitude in everything we do. And almost like to sum it up for me, I read an article from Harvard University, and he says this. This is what they say that gratitude is. In positive psychological research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. It helps people feel more positive in emotions. They relish good experience. It improves their health. It helps them deal with adversity. And it helps them build strong relationships. So if you don't believe the Bible, you can believe Harvard. Because they've literally just summed up everything the Bible has told us. That actually the gateway to joy has something to do with us cultivating gratitude, growing in our gratitude daily. Paul, who was in prison when he wrote Philippians, he says, I rejoice greatly because I have found the secret of being content. I have a secret, guys, and I found the secret. And he brings it all back down to that. Thankfulness. Somehow he's managed to be thankful for all he has, thankful for the life that he has, even though it is in prison. He is thankful not because of the riches around him, but he says, because I know that God will provide all my needs and all your needs according to his riches. His perspective was different. Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, it says, when he was being stoned, all he could see was God. His only perspective was heaven. Full of the Holy Spirit, full of the joy of God, full of knowing that this is where I'm going. There was a perspective shift in him. So how do you and I grow in gratitude? How do we daily keep growing in that habit? It's a daily choice. It's a daily step by step. And today I want to ask you to start taking those steps every morning. Even if it's waking up in the morning and going, okay, I will list three things this morning that I am thankful for. I don't know what those are in your life. I know life doesn't look good for a lot of people. I know life can be hard. And yet we can always find something, the simplicity of gratitude. We can always find something to be thankful to God. The power of our salvation, the breath in our lungs that sustains us from God, There is always something to be thankful for. What a challenge is to wake up and our first words out of our mouth are, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're with me. Thank you for your goodness. Because imagine if we were a people of gratitude. Imagine if we were all growing gratitude and we became a people who are known for people of thanksgiving, people full of the joy of God, because we have understood the power of growing gratitude in our lives. I was reading a book recently. I actually only got past the introduction, guys. I didn't get much further than that. But the guy was talking about his favorite book in the Bible. I don't know about you. My favorite book is Genesis. Anyone else like Genesis? If you could only keep one book in the Bible, what would you keep? Did you say Exodus? Somebody would keep Exodus. I would keep Genesis. Anyone else? The Psalms. Yeah, favorite. John, of course. Well, this guy was saying, I like Genesis because it's the beginning. It's how everything was supposed to be. But this guy was saying his favorite book was Revelations. Yeah. Oh, come on. His favorite book was Revelations. Why? Because it just reminds him every single time that Jesus wins. He wins. No matter what happens, God wins. If he had anything that was left, it was just that one book to remind him daily, God wins in the end. And we can approach our lives every single day with gratitude to God, gratitude for this life, gratitude for what we have in our lives. And I've just read you what the Bible says gratitude cultivates within us. The power of gratitude is a life perspective change. It is shifting our eyes to God. It is seeing things from a heavenly perspective rather than our perspective. Who doesn't want to see this life through God's eyes instead of our eyes? It is the gateway to joy. It brings health to our bones. Somehow it is attached to life. It's life-giving. It brings us hope. And it makes our relationships stronger. What if we were all a people of thanksgiving? What if we were all a people who were known? Life Church, they are a people who've understood what growing in gratitude can do. People of joy. And this morning, I just want us to stand together. And I want us to take a moment to thank God. And this is a simple message today. We all know about thankfulness. But we have to grow in it. And it's an intentional thing. It's not just something that happens. The Bible says, come to him in prayer and thanksgiving. We're supposed to be ones who come to him with gratitude. We're supposed to cultivate and grow our gratitude. And so this morning, let's start here today. Let's just shift our perspective upwards. And let's just thank God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Father, I don't know where every person is at this morning, Lord. But Father, I know that you are for them. That they were your idea. That you created them. That you're their maker. That when you think of them, you smile. That your love for them took you to the cross. Father, I thank you that everyone here today has breath in their lungs because you are the one who sustains it. That we are here, Father, because you have ordained it. That we are here because somehow every single one of us is meant to do something in this life. We have not finished our assignment. You want us here, Father. Lord, we are thankful. We are so thankful, God, for who you are. The life is not always looks good. But Father, I thank you, God, that it is good because you are good. Father, and for that we can thank you. For that we can stand tall. For that, Father, we can get your heaven's perspective on life and what is happening in our lives, Lord. Father, remind us of your love. Remind us, Father, that you are our first love. Remove all distractions. Father, let our gratitude remove distractions from us. Take us back, Father, to the simplicity of just loving you and nothing else, Lord. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, God, for you are good, Father. You have created us, Lord, to give praise and thankfulness unto you. Father, I pray today, Lord, there will be a start and a shift, Father, in us, Lord, that there will be a growing gratitude in our hearts, Lord. Father, whatever first steps we need to take, Father, let there be a growing thankfulness, Father, in this church, your people. Let us be ones who understand the power of our thanksgiving, Lord, who understand, Father.
Thanks for joining us. We pray you feel encouraged by this word. We would love to hear from you, so why not connect with us via the website at lifechurchhome.com or on our socials at Life Church Home. Have a blessed week and we'll see you soon.